Hi, this is Michelle Anderson, and I'm here with Bruce Poliquin at the Woodlands
Club
in Falmouth. So, might I ask why you want to run for governor?
Thank you, Michelle, for this opportunity to address your listeners. I'm running for governor because I have been alarmed by the drift our state has had during the past 30 years. Mismanagement in Augusta has created one of the worst business climates in the country. Now, the result of that is that there are so many of our young people in this state that are forced to leave because they can't find good jobs. And too many of our retirees are changing their state residencies to avoid the high levels of taxation. So if you look at what's left behind, it's a population that's growing older, poorer, and more dependent on state services. We have to break this cycle. I'm running for governor to create a better business climate in this state where we can be serious about business investment and creating good jobs for the citizens of the state.
Do you have ideas as to how that, how you would create a better business climate? Or
I do. First of all, it will not happen, Michelle, with a career politician in Augusta. We have seen that for too long. The only way we're going to create a better business climate in this state is to have a business owner and a business manager leading the charge. My background is business ownership, business management, with experience in finance and economics. That's my background. So what we need to do is have a totally new attitude, a positive attitude, about business investment and jobs in the state. That's the first thing. Secondly, we have to be dead serious about reducing the expensive nature of the state when it comes to business investment. We can't compete with other states, Michelle, because we're a very complicated state to do business in, and we're a very expensive one. Now, when you drill down a little bit deeper, you find that our levels of taxation at all levels are very high. Now, if I can parenthetically here state that I do not mean LD 1495 that was just passed by the legislature and signed by the governor. That is not tax reduction. In my opinion, and I hate to be too direct in this case, but it is a shell game. What we have just seen is something that is very common that that the legislature and the governor has wrapped their arms around. We haven't reduced taxes at all. We've just changed the way we collect the same amount of money. I cannot think of a worse message to the business community, and they all talk about how Maine is still not serious about lowering its cost to do business here. So clearly in my plan, and I invite your listeners to go to my website, which is www.bruceforme.com. That's Bruce, F-O-R-M-E.com. I drill down deeply in the solutions that I propose to the challenges that face our state. And one is taxation. We need to lower taxes across the board, at least to the national averages. And again, this will not happen with a career politician, but it will with someone who has experience in finance and knows how tough it is to run a business in this state.
You've been north of Bangor?
Oh, of course. We're in Fort Kent at the Northern Maine Fair about 3 weeks ago,
and
we're in Presque Isle about 3 weeks ago, of course.
Okay. Much of what I do has to do with north of Bangor, and of course that involves statewide initiatives as well. What do you think of Dirigo? What would you do with Dirigo?
Dirigo is an example, Michelle, of a program that was started in 2003 that was well-intended but has not worked at all. If you remember, at that time, the specific goals of Dirigo was to ensure roughly 130,000 of our citizens, provide them health insurance. Today, 6 years later, there are about 10,000 people in the program enrolled, and only about 4,000 of whom were previously uninsured. Dirigo was also supposed to be self-sustaining, fiscally. The taxpayers have pumped in about $150 million in the program so far. It was supposed to lower costs. Healthcare costs have skyrocketed. It has been a failure, and the administration in Augusta and the legislature has not looked at it, I think, with clear eyes and a clear mind. That is a program that badly needs reform and has needed reform for years. It does not work.
So you would reform it rather than dismantle it and start with something new, or?
We have to be dead serious about the health care that we offer in the state of Maine. 30% of our budget goes to health care. 30 cents on the dollar, Michelle. And the biggest part of our health care component is our Medicaid program called MaineCare. It now enrolls 275,000 of our citizens. Now remember, this program was designed, and it's separate from DIRGO, as you know.
Mm-hmm.
It was designed to provide health care, taxpayer-funded health care, for the poor and disabled and the needy. However, in the state of Maine, because the eligibility requirements are so lax and the benefit levels are so generous, a family of four, two able-bodied adults with two kids under the age of 18, that family can earn up to $44,000 a year, if I'm not mistaken, and qualify for MaineCare.
Wow.
So it has really morphed over the past, you know, 10, 15, 20 years into a middle-class entitlement. Now, it's nice to be big-hearted and generous. I'm from a French-Canadian family from Waterville. We have big hearts, but we're also pragmatic. The state of Maine can no longer afford to offer unusually generous benefits in the programs that it provides for its services for two reasons. Number one, we don't have the tax base to pay for it. Number two is that we're creating, or we've become rather, a magnet for folks coming to the state to take advantage of our taxpayers and enroll in these programs that are very generous, more generous than they can get outside the state of Maine. So we need to be dead serious about all these programs, Michelle, and the health care part of our budget is one.
How about LURC? Do you have any opinions on what should be happening with LURC?
One of the businesses that I have run is a housing project in Midcoast, Maine.
Mm-hmm.
I am very familiar with land use issues. For example, the development that I have in Midcoast, it took me 2.5 years to go through 4 state agencies, 3 at the local level, just to get the permits before we could hire one worker on that project. So I'm very familiar and sensitive to these issues. One of the reasons why Maine has such a poor business climate is not only the expense of doing business in the state, taxes being just one of those expenses, but the other part is because it is such a complicated state to do business in, and land use regulations is one of those complexities. So let's look back a little bit. Each of the, I believe it's 492 municipalities in the state of Maine, or close to that, each of them has their own set of land use regulations. And if they don't, then of course the state gets involved with their more umbrella approach. LURC is essentially a zoning board for the unorganized territories. And there has to be a give and take, Michelle, on what property rights, what private property owners can do with their land, and in some sort of reasonable regulatory umbrella that goes in with those activities. Now, when it comes specifically to business development and job formation in Maine, it's interesting because you have a push and a pull here. It's fine, and I would come down as governor on the side of the individual and the use that they would like to embrace for their property. But at the same time, that can be a detriment to business development in the state.
Mm-hmm.
For example, in my development work, my real estate work, I might have a project in one town and a project in a neighboring town, but they have different regulations governing the same activities.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that can be very positive for the property owners and for the municipalities who pass those laws. However, for someone coming into the state who wants to invest in the state, it is really a maze of complexity, when it comes to business development. So when it comes to LURC, clearly we need to balance development in the northern part of our state, responsible development that we've been doing in the state for a very long time,
mm-hmm.
and the rights of property owners to do what they want with their land.
Where did you have an opinion on Plum Creek and the big mess that goes on up there?
I do. It seems to me 975 house lots, two resorts, on a parcel of land the size of Rhode Island is not too extreme. I think Plum Creek is an example, Michelle, of a very responsible development in this state. We badly need jobs all around our state, and in particular in the Greenville area, the Moosehead Lake area. That is something that the local folks want. It is something that the state should accommodate them as best they can within the context of a good, responsible development, and I think this is. But from the beginning, I've been very positive supporting that type of responsible development in Maine.
So there's the first half of my conversation with Bruce Poliquin. I hope you'll tune in next week for the second half to hear us discuss what's important to us north of Bangor.